Dawn Savage. The time now, 9 minutes past seven. Four members of a gang specialising in fake identities and documents were jailed yesterday. They ran their multi-million pound operation from Spain. James Kelly's been following the story. And James, this was an operation that ran online. Tell us how it worked.
Well, this was a very sophisticated operation. How it worked was there was a website called Confidential Access. People could go to this website and basically get dossiers of information they could use to steal other people's identities. One of the people who was jailed yesterday, Jason Place, a 42-year-old from Kent, he was running the operation from a villa in Alicante in Spain. He had sourced information about Britons with good credit ratings, and these details were being used to create false documents. So basically they were taking information about people who've got good credit histories. There was people in the UK working with this gang. This information was being bundled up to people who were saying, you know, I want to apply for a mortgage or create a bank account or do some other sort of fraud, and giving them the information they needed.
And they were also, from the sounds of it, coaching them online. Is that right?
Yes, there were forums. Basically, people who used the website were given different gradings in terms of how much money they spent, how trustworthy they are, how sort of enmeshed in this they'd become. And there were encrypted forums where people could go online and discuss how to commit identity fraud, how to use this information to perhaps get a loan out that would never be paid, or take out a credit card which would be run up and never paid, or take out a mortgage on a property they didn't own. So these encrypted forums were what held the clues for the police when they eventually cracked the encryption and discovered what was going on here.
And what was going on a massive scale?
A huge scale. We're talking about 11,000 clients of this website. And it's believed the police think that the police know already that some of these clients have committed fraud. In some cases, frauds that total over £1 million. And the police are saying now that they're working with other police forces across the country, and they want to find anyone who's used this website illegally for illegal purposes, who's been buying some of these sophisticated products to commit fraud. They're going to get a knock at the door, and this isn't over yet.
James Kelly, thanks very much.
It's 11 minutes past seven. The Syrian National Council is the main opposition movement to the rule of